920 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Five former Memphis police officers have now been charged with federal civil rights violations in the death of a black man 9 months after the man was beaten during a traffic stop near his home.
Ty, he was just a free spirit.
The mother of Tyree Nichols, Rovon Wells, says she is thankful to the Department of Justice that the five former police officers are now facing federal civil rights violations.
On behalf of my family and I, we'd like to thank everyone that was involved in the indictment of those police officers today.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney.
This is a long time coming, and we're so glad that we've reached this point. Mm-hmm. Now, the next milestone is the actual convictions.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
It's the biggest antitrust lawsuit in decades, the U.S. Department of Justice versus Google. Antitrust expert Stacey Mitchell says Google is a big target.
They are a gatekeeper for access to information for every business that wants to reach a consumer. That is incredibly powerful.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has told committees to begin an impeachment inquiry of President Biden. CBS's Nancy Cordes says not all Republicans are on board.
In the Senate, several Republicans were skeptical that the inquiry would go anywhere. But House conservatives argue the move will give them access to key family documents they don't have now.
There's not been a single subpoena to a Hunter Biden bank account or a Joe Biden bank account.
A White House official we spoke to pointed out that the House has actually already subpoenaed and received 12,000 pages of bank records.
More than 1,500 people are confirmed dead now. Thousands are missing in flooding in Libya. More from the BBC's Anna Foster.
Pictures from eastern Libya show torrents of water rushing through streets, submerging cars and leaving a trail of devastation. Storm Daniel brought three quarters of the usual rainfall in a year in just 24 hours.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is now in Russia, where he is expected to meet with President Vladimir Putin. John Park of Harvard's Korea Project says Kim appears to be looking for help with his space program.
Kim Jong-un has been trying to move forward with his space launch vehicle program. Two recent tests failed. He wasn't able to put a satellite into orbit, and Russia is very good at this type of technology.
The CDC is now recommending an updated COVID vaccine for anyone 6 months or older. The agency says the elderly, pregnant women, and women of people with compromised immune systems should make it a priority to get one. The new vaccine's already been shipped, and some pharmacies will have it on Wednesday. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 42 overnight under overcast skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, 67. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 41. Mainly sunny Thursday with highs around 74. 78 chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. To listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, not a plain old Tuesday. I got to tell you, if it's true, we're about to break to our fair audience, you fine people, tune in, call your cousins, tell everybody, if it's true, this is perhaps the biggest breaking news story in the state of Wisconsin in a decade. Why can't I see myself? People need to see me when I tell them about the breaking news. Nate, help me out with that. Dominic, we've got some tremendous breaking news, and this is broken just in the matter of the last few minutes. And we're still trying to verify, but there are many qualified sources. Emily Fannin over at CBS 58. We've seen it at the WisPolitics being reported. I think it's true, Dom. Although I'm skeptical. I am quite skeptical. Because if true, this headline, this tremendous breaking news in the state of Wisconsin would mark, what, a 180 from Robin Foss. And would probably indicate one of two things, in my opinion, Dom. Speaker Robin Foss has a soul. I'm skeptical. Or two, he is bent to the political will of, let's say, the majority, which he never much cared for in the past. Didn't give a damn about the majority because he had the gerrymandered control. And the breaking news, Dom, and I found this first at WisPolitics, and Nate, our fine producer, has been, you know, bringing the heat and setting up some fine guests for this big show. Under pressure for talk of impeaching Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss today announced plans to push legislation that would implement an Iowa-style system for drawing maps in Wisconsin. And the Rochester Republican, that's Voss, said the Assembly will vote on the bill Thursday, and the new system would be in effect for the 2024 election cycle.
What?
Holy schmoly, man. That is big news. That is perhaps the biggest news we have broken to you in a decade or more. You know, I mean, Scott Walker loses. That was big news. Donald Trump loses. That was big news. But this, Dom, this is an incredible story if it's true.
if it's true, and I do believe the reporting, I do believe all these fine journalists, among them Molly Beckett, Jesse Apoy, and they lay it out a little differently. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is backing off threats of impeaching the newest Wisconsin Supreme Court justice and is instead deploying a new maneuver to avoid having the liberal-controlled court weigh in on the state's electoral maps, writing new ones. After previously opposing such plans for years, Voss and Assembly Republicans announced Tuesday they would pursue legislation this week that seeks to use an Iowa-style nonpartisan redistricting model that would allow the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau to write new legislative maps instead of partisans.
I accept your plan. Let's quit now while we're ahead. This is a great deal for everyone, for the state of Wisconsin. I can live with these terms. Please continue.
The move is aimed at bypassing lawsuits before the state Supreme Court that seek to rewrite the current GOP favorable maps that were adopted in 2021. It is also a new direction for Voss, who over the last month warned newly seated Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz was risking being impeached by the assembly if she did not recuse, etc. Voss contended Protasiewicz could recuse because should recuse because she said they were rigged. And we talked about all that at length. So Thursday, they're gonna bring it up. What's the angle, man? Here's my concern. Great idea. I love this. I like this idea. We've been talking about the Iowa style math for a long time. What's the angle? It's hard to believe that there would be a 180, an agreement to do this without some downside, without some angle for Voss and the Republicans. Come on, man. We've been damaged so much by these folks. How do you not think that way?
Well, we have been beaten down like dogs in this state, Tom.
A little cynical.
We've had our noses rubbed in it so many times by this speaker, Robin Voss. I mean, it was just hours ago, seemingly, he's threatening to impeach a Supreme Court justice who might take away his power and offer some sort of court-drawn maps, presumably of a nonpartisan fashion. I mean, our courts are not in the map-drawing business. They would call cartographers. They would call map people.
And maybe Voss and the Republicans are concerned that being done by the liberals, Protasiewicz doesn't recuse, they decide to redo the maps, that would be what? More gerrymandered the other way, or at least not as fair as they might consider the Iowa maps to be? Again, there's a reason for Robin Voss and the Republicans to go down this road.
What is that reason? I mean, I've got to think it's the blowback of the electorate in some way, shape, or form. But to take this very, at least what they're telling us, if it's true, if we can believe Robin Voss and take him at his word, which I cannot, not till I see it done, not till I see it signed into law. But if it's true, Dom, this would be the biggest move towards sort of bipartisan good governance in the state of Wisconsin in at least a decade. At least a decade. It would be a tremendous step in the right direction.
Which means they're more concerned about getting less Republicans if the liberals drew the maps. That's the obvious conclusion for me.
I could certainly live with nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau drawn maps. Yes. If they're contiguous, if they're compact, if they make sense, if they look like squares and rectangles, and not some stuff that looks like the paint I spilt on the garage floor. You know, that would be a definite move forward. And I would love to see the state of Wisconsin ideas contested on their value, on their merits, on their truth for a change. That has been so long because these people are insulated by a gerrymander. And when I say these people, I mean Robin Voss, the entire Republican caucus. They've got a 2/3 majority. So understand this, folks. As we sit today, they can't even win a majority of the votes, yet they have a legislative 2/3 majority to the point where the other thing they're rolling out on Thursday, veto overrides. They have the power to override vetoes. And how would they lose that power? How could it go back to a coin flip? Or maybe because of geographical setup of the state of Wisconsin, maybe they would have a slight geographical advantage. Maybe 52, 55%, you know, they would still start with a slight advantage in the math, in the calculus, because there is more compactness to where Democrats live. But I got to tell you, Don, this is perhaps the biggest story in the state of Wisconsin this year, certainly. And I know we talk hyperbolically about, you know, biggest, greatest ever, but this is perhaps the best news I've heard all year. So I am, of course, very suspicious. This is first and foremost an acknowledgement that the maps are rigged. The maps are very rigged in the current
system. No. They just, you know, they just want to, you know, be bipartisan now.
And if it is truly a nonpartisan set up by the Legislative Reference Bureau, let's say, if these are truly nonpartisan maps, I'm all down for that. I can live with fair maps. I don't care if my team, like I have one, but if my team never gets the advantage, I'm okay with that.
Fair maps.
Fair maps. Forever. For yes, everyone.
Great
for
idea.
Every citizen.
I love that idea. Let's do this idea.
Do we believe this idea? Do we think that this could actually come to culmination, Dom? I mean, because you know there's going to be some legislative suspicion, and we haven't seen the text of this legislative proposition.
A long way to go, yeah.
But I mean, talking about keeping a secret like Fight Club, holy schmoly, how did these Republicans, with the same mouths that they were threatening to impeach Janet Protasiewicz for taking away their overwhelming advantage, and then suddenly Tuesday, they just say, well, 2 days from now, we're putting fair maps out. The very thing that we fought against for over a decade, and the thing we threatened to break democracy over, create a constitutional crisis over, now we're over that now. Let's draw fair maps. Can you understand, Robin Voss, why we're a little suspicious over here?
Right.
It's like free ice cream for everyone. Yeah, but what flavor?
Right.
What flavor ice cream? I'm a little suspicious. It's not going to be, you know, something you'd want to eat in the ice cream, Dom.
Molly Beck, Jesse Poyen continue on at the Journal Sentinel. Voss said lawmakers, as mentioned, will take up the legislation Thursday. He said he has briefed the state Senate, but did not say whether Senate Republicans were supportive. I ran on this issue in 2014, have co-signed the bill every session since. This is something that's near and dear to my heart. A Republican rep, Todd Novak from Dodgeville, said at a press conference, I think being in a competitive district makes you a better legislator because you need to spend time with your constituents. What a novel thought. Another Republican, Rep. Joel Kitchens from Sturgeon Bay, noted that both Democrats and Republicans have had chances to do this before and have not done it because it's been a political football. And as mentioned, the plan proposed by Voss would be molded on an Iowa law that advocates of redistricting reform that have championed. Voss is now embracing the idea after previously opposing it. Details of the legislation were not immediately available today. Here's what Voss said in 2019. Rather than handing over our constitutional duty to an unelected, unaccountable board of bureaucrats appointed by politicians, redistricting should continue to be the responsibility of the legislature and the governor. That's what he said in 2019. Changing that story a little bit now. Yes, I am suspicious.
Don, we've got a fine guest. He's joining us next. He is John Conway. There is a Republican, sort of an anti-Trump group, think Lincoln Project. And they had rolled out ads to oppose the impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. Be reasonable, Republicans, they said. Well, we'll see what John's attitude and what his ads are going to look like now. I mean, ultimately, we haven't seen the legislative piece yet.
Right.
But if it's true, if we can believe Robin Voss at his word, and again, I'm very skeptical, this is the most important news in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps in a decade. Little D democracy may just be back. And I'd like to think, brought to you by the Devil's Advocates. Come back and find guest John Conway is next. More Devil's Advocates. Big day, big news day. Called the neighbors.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Well, I
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you miss any of this fine program, you can check us out on civicmedia.us. Click on the shows tab, find the Devil's Advocates, listen to podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, the news cycle moving pretty fast around here, but we got to find guest John Conway. He is with the Republican Accountability Project. John, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, John.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, John, we understood it was your group's intent to support Janet Protasiewicz and to stand against any thought of impeachment. And in fact, there was an ad campaign and it's ready to roll out. And if you would, Nate, indulge us, if you would, John, let's play the piece for our audience so they can judge for themselves. Play the piece quickly, please.
The election was a landslide.
Janet Protasiewicz has defeated Daniel Kelly to become the next Supreme Court justice.
Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly elected Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Now, some extreme Republicans in Madison want to impeach Judge Protasiewicz before she's even ruled on a single case. That's not how democracy works in Wisconsin. Here, state Supreme Court justices are chosen by the people, not politicians. Call your legislator and tell them not to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters.
Now, John, certainly we agree with the message, but the breaking news cycle, we don't even know what to make of it. We're not quite sure if we believe it yet, but Robin Voss, the Republican Assembly Speaker, is suggesting that all of this is for naught, and we're going to have fair maps based on the Iowa model in the state of Wisconsin. And I'd say, pinch me, somebody wake me up. I don't quite believe I'm reading the headlines. John, you're reaction to this latest.
Yeah, I think you're right to be skeptical, right? But what we do know is there was an investment by groups like us, right? We put in six figures into the state of Wisconsin as a center-right voice on this issue, demanding that Republican legislators in Wisconsin not overturn the will of voters. You also saw a $4 million investment by other Democrat groups in the state. And I think it really shows here, right, that when these legislators and these lawmakers, especially on the Republican side, try and meddle with our democracy and overturn the will of voters, there's going to be groups like ours, both from the center right and the center left, who are willing to hold them accountable, demand responsibility, and stand up for our democratic institutions. So I think we're right to be skeptical. We're going to have to see how this all plays out. Like you said, it's breaking news. It's only been a couple hours since this has been reported on. So we're going to keep monitoring the situation, as I'm sure other pro-democracy groups are in the state, and kind of wait and see how this all plays itself out.
John, where was the Republican Accountability Project? Where are you targeting these messages, standing with Protasiewicz, standing against impeachment?
Yeah, we have that spot that you played is going to be running statewide through the end of the week on Fox News across all the markets in the state of Wisconsin. We're also targeting both Robin Voss and about 20 other Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin and their districts on digital platforms, all calling for accountability, all calling for them to not meddle with an election. As the ad says, right, Judge Janet Protasiewicz wins by 11 points in a historic landslide in the state of Wisconsin. Voters overwhelmingly chose her because of her stance on things like gerrymandering and abortion and other issues. That's what the voters in Wisconsin want. And it's no right for these state politicians to overturn the will of these voters just because they don't like how she might decide a single case. So it's good news coming out of today that Republicans have seemed to back off a little bit on this issue, but we're going to keep a close eye on the situation. We're going to continue running these ads to make sure that the pressure remains, because it seems like it's working right now, but we can't take our foot off the gas at this moment. So,
well, John, this breaking news comes in tandem with news that apparently the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator Megan Wolf will be, you know, thrown out of her job for effectively instituting the directives of a bipartisan elections board. Because all she's doing is, as directed, we're still living the lie of the stolen election that Trump won and it was rigged. We're still living that here in the state of Wisconsin, John. Even if we've seen some sort of reasonableness on the Supreme Court, we don't see it in regards to elections.
Look, these are really the forces that Donald Trump unleashed in the Republican Party, right? We started Republican Accountability Project after the January 6th insurrection because we saw in the Trump years, right, this real destruction of our democratic norms and institutions and these illiberal forces he unleashed in the Republican Party. And they've taken hold in a state like Wisconsin, just like it has in states like in Arizona and in Georgia, more than anywhere else in the country. You have Tim Michaels running for governor in 2022, who wants to get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, a big stop the stealer, right? So we see that Wisconsin really has become this battleground state for fighting against the big lie. And this is just another manifestation of this anti-democratic turn that the Republican Party has really taken under Donald Trump. And so we're fighting all these issues, not only on this specific Supreme Court issue, but we've really been working to get a center right stance and voice that can push back against these anti-democratic forces within the party.
John Conway, the Republican Accountability Project, just a couple minutes left, John. Obviously going on here in the state of Wisconsin, what other issues are you raising in these other states?
Yeah, we're always on guard for fighting back against the big lie. Right now, Donald Trump is under 91 federal indictments, many of which stem from his actions around the 2020 election. Republican Accountability Project is always running messaging campaigns to educate the American people and frankly, to tell them the truth. Because for the last 6 years, Donald Trump has been lying to the American people, especially around issues of election integrity and the results of the 2020 election. And we want to elevate the voices of real Republicans and conservatives who, want the Republican Party to get back to its roots as a pro-democracy party. They want to fight the big lie. They want to fight these forces that Donald Trump has unleashed in the Republican Party. So we play in states like Wisconsin, like we are here in these situations where democracy is really under threat. And we're always constantly working to refute the lies that Donald Trump has been telling the American people about the 2020 election.
Well, John Conway, we feel your pain, man, because we've been living it right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If they want to support, if the audience wants to support the Republican Accountability Project, how can they do so, John?
Yep, you can go to accountability.gop, and all our information about our ongoing campaigns are all on the website.
Well, John, keep following the headlines, man. They move quickly, and perhaps it's time for a new media campaign, but we'll see. John, thanks for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates today.
Thank you, John.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Come back. Breaking news. It's a wow.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back.
I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 42 overnight under overcast skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, 67. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 41. Mainly sunny Thursday with highs around 74. 78 chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A big, big Tuesday edition. If I could believe it, guess who doesn't believe it? This newest legislative proposition. We've been telling you about it. And Robin Voss has basically done a full 180, a flippy flop, said, not only are we not going to impeach Janet Protasiewicz over the rigged maps, we're going to install an Iowa-style system, a very reasoned, thoughtful, pragmatic approach, and, you know, let our better ideas and our better candidates win. You know who's skeptical, Dom? It's not just us. Governor Tony Evers. Press release. Governor Evers blast latest GOP effort to interfere in Wisconsin elections by demanding legislature picked and legislature approved map drawers. So apparently Voss gets to pick who draws the maps. Now, if you'll bear with me, this just came out, so I'm going to have to make it readable on my little screen here, Dom. A quote. A legislature that has now repeatedly demonstrated that they will not uphold basic tenets of our democracy and will bully, threaten, and fire on whim anyone who happens to disagree with them cannot be trusted to appoint or oversee someone charged with drawing fair maps. Tony, a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Dateline Madison, Governor Tony Evers today blasted new legislation floated by Republicans in the Wisconsin state legislature. I told you we hadn't seen it yet, to interfere, as it's described here, in Wisconsin's elections by passing legislation that ensures legislature picked and legislature approved map drawers for the state's redistricting process. Republicans who just announced the effort in the last few hours and without having held a public hearing or any other public consideration have indicated they intend to take up the legislation this week. Republicans' announcement today is just the latest in several years' worth of efforts by Republicans to interfere in Wisconsin's elections. today unable to usurp control of the state elections or enact legislation making it harder for eligible voters to cast their ballots due to Governor Evers' broad constitutional veto power, Republicans in the Wisconsin state legislature are now attempting to pass legislation to ensure legislature picked and legislature approved map drawers for legislative districts. Seems diabolical when you put it that way. Republicans' announcement today comes as Republicans are threatening to overturn an election by impeaching a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice and are poised to illegally attempt to fire the state's election administrator as early as this week. The New York Times called Republicans' efforts in Wisconsin in the wake of the 2020 election an all-out assault on the state's election system that is broader and more forceful than that in any other state. Just this summer, top legislative Republicans attended the Republican Party of Wisconsin State Convention, where attendees were able to set up resolutions regarding topics such as abolishing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, putting the legislature in charge of certifying electors, preventing college students from voting on campus, and severely restricting early voting. Now, Republicans' new efforts today to ensure legislature picked and legislature approved map drawers is just the latest of years worth of efforts by Republicans to interfere with and control the outcome of Wisconsin's elections, which included, but are not limited to, holy schmoly, Dom, there's about a half a page list here. You got this? Got any of this?
I do not. Nope. Don't know
okay,
where you're reading.
Well, sorry, you know, I'm a great reader aloud, so bear with me, folks. Here are some of the bullet points.
What's the source, Michael? Where are you reading?
Governor Tony Evers' press release hit my inbox, Dom, at you. The Devil's Advocates Radio. Advancing legislation and litigation to make it harder for eligible Wisconsin voters to cast their ballots. Emboldening dangerous rhetoric towards Wisconsin elections officials, which has contributed to an environment in which local clerks and election officials have faced a rise in threats of violence. Delaying the confirmation of numerous gubernatorial appointments of experienced qualified Wisconsinites. Here's another one. Conspiring with political appointees to remain in their position past the expiration of their terms. See the emails from Fred Preen to Republican legislative leaders, right, Dom? Charging taxpayers more than $2.5 million for a sham investigation of the November 2020 election after numerous reviews confirmed there was no significant wrongdoing or fraud, vowing to launch impeachment proceedings against the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate before their elections had even occurred, pledging to dismantle the Republican-created bipartisan commission that oversees the state's elections, and final bullet point here, Dom, attempting to fire the head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission despite bipartisan support from the clerks and elected officials across the state, including sitting Republican lawmakers. That's no reason they can't get rid of Megan Wolf, Dom. Tony Evers, he doesn't believe it. He's very, very skeptical.
It's hard to. Once again, the fine reporting, Molly Beck, Jesse Poyne at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Back in 2018, Robin Voss talking about the Iowa model of redistricting. Quote, "I guess I can never say never, but I certainly believe the current process is the best way because it's the most democratic." Asked on Tuesday what changed, Voss said he still believes these states' maps are fair. However, he said he believes having nonpartisan LRB staffers draw the state's maps would be in alignment with the state's constitution directive for the legislature. "Sometimes you have to listen and you change your mind," he continued, adding that while he prefers the current system, quote, "I think people want politicians who say I have an open mind to be persuaded." Yes. Robin Voss, he's changing his mind.
When has he ever been open-minded or persuaded? Except towards malfeasance, Tom. Now, there are some quotes from Governor Tony Evers. Do we care about the quotes, Tom? Do you want to hear from the governor on this?
Yeah, let's hear what the governor has to say. This is a pretty important topic. He is the current governor. Anything that comes up legislatively will go to his desk. Yes, I'd love to hear what he has to say.
Tony Evers, in a statement, says, "I support fair maps. And I agree with 63% of Wisconsinites who support maps being drawn by a nonpartisan commission rather than the legislature. This is an issue that I ran on. It's a promise I made to the people of our state, and I'm optimistic that we will not only finally secure fair maps, but that I will have an opportunity to enact legislation creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission in Wisconsin before my time as governor comes to an end. Now, I understand the suspicion, but I'm not sure why he's crapping on this legislative piece before he's probably seen it, Dom, but I read on. I spent years fighting to do just that, even proposing similar measures, and Republicans rejected those efforts. Since then, Republicans have spent years and millions in taxpayer dollars working to overturn and undermine our elections, fueling baseless conspiracy theories, funding Gableman's sham, air quotes, investigation, and passing even more gerrymandered maps than the ones we had before. Republicans spent the last several weeks threatening to impeach a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice and pushing radical plans to overthrow Wisconsin's election commission into chaos by attempting to illegally fire the elections administrator they approved with unanimous bipartisan support just a few years ago. Now, with the possibility that fair maps and nonpartisan redistricting may be coming to Wisconsin, whether they like it or not, Republicans are making a last-ditch effort to retain legislative control by having someone the legislature picked and the legislature approve draw Wisconsin maps. As Tony Ever says, that's bogus, Ted. He literally says that is bogus. The legislature that has now repeatedly demonstrated they will not uphold basic tenets of our democracy and will bully, threaten, and fire on a whim anyone who happens to disagree with them cannot be trusted to appoint or oversee someone charged with drawing fair maps. And Ever says, I'm not going to participate in enabling Republicans in the legislature to keep trying to use and abuse their power to control the outcome of our elections. So he concludes as thus, Tom, the people, that's us, the people should get to choose their elected officials, not the other way around. Wisconsinites deserve a redistricting process that's free of partisanship and interference from politicians. And it's never been clearer that today's legislature cannot be trusted with that important responsibility. So saith Gubernator Tony Evers.
Crudy, it looks
seems like a harsh assessment. Although I can understand his suspicions.
Well, let me lay it out for you just a little bit. I haven't gotten through it all, but the Wisconsin Legislative Reference Bureau, who, of course, Voss is recommending do this, well, they have a memo to Robin Voss specifically about this nonpartisan redistricting in Iowa under their, as they call it, LRB 4349. So what they have is a side-by-side comparison released today from the LRB of how Iowa works versus how this proposed legislation would work here in the state of Wisconsin.
Is it close? Are they similar or quite different?
I mean, there's 6 pages. There's a lot of words. I haven't gotten through it all. I just noticed it here. So it is out there. But there are, as I reference the advisory commissions, here's what the LRB says about this. Both Iowa law and LRB 4349 create a redistricting advisory commission to hold public hearings, report on map proposals, and perform other duties. The composition of the 5-person commission is the same in both cases, 4 appointees designated respectively by the minority and majority leaders of each house in the legislature, and a chairperson selected by the 4 appointees. So that's how the advisory commission will be made up. Now, what I haven't seen on here is the specifics, right? The devil's in the details. Who's drawing the maps, right? Who's counting the votes?
Foley and Laudner? Voss gets to draw them. Foley and Laudner gets to sync them up, make sure they're super duper for Republican needs. And then you hand them over to the nonpartisan commission, Dom, and they get to consider them.
I mean, wouldn't the nonpartisan commission be, I mean, shouldn't they be the ones to decide? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to have this over at the LRB, maybe they would be the ones to decide who the map drawers may be. I mean, if you're going to give it over to a nonpartisan legislative commission, a body like this, like the LRB, You should let them make all the decisions.
Well, some drawers are fairer than others, Dem, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, that must be the theory, or otherwise, why keep that as an available loophole? But let me ask you, as a baseline, let's say the LRB doesn't have final say on who draws the maps. Let's say it's appointments. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt. I give the benefit of the doubt to everyone on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, except you, Bob Spindell, because you're a fake elector. But the rest of them are acting in good faith. And they might be partisan appointees, but they're still human beings. And they still have their own character. And they're trying to be good human beings and do what's in the best interest of all Wisconsinites. And it's a tough job, right? Well, why would we presume less of these appointees? And I'm not sure, in the face of this, and I got to tell you, if it's true, and obviously Tony Evers, like us, is very skeptical, but if this is true, if this is close, Robin Voss could be persuaded further to allow someone else to make the bipartisan appointments, right? If this is really the underlying intent, if Republicans aren't just giving us the shuck and the jive on this, we're very close to a huge breakthrough in bipartisan democracy, small d. So I'm not with the governor yet. I mean, I think this is a very harsh first assessment, perhaps deserved based on the tenor of how these Republicans have acted.
Well, the environment we have been living in for the last 15 years.
Sure. There's been some bad apples out there. You got to let them wreck the whole legislative piece. We don't know yet. We don't know.
We don't know it.
Now, I'll be right there with you, Tony, crapping on Robin Voss and these Republicans if there's no there. If this is not let's call it a meritorious piece of legislation. If this is not truly an effort to, you know, create bipartisan maps, fair maps, if this is just another workaround, I'll be right there with you, Tony. But I'm just a skosh optimistic at this moment. And also, we got some breaking news from the NFL. Didn't work out so well last night for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. That's the biggest story in Wisconsin today. Come back. Let's talk about it. 844-967-2789.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines. Offer your opinions at 844-967-2789.
Dom, three really big headlines today, at least. One, Robin Voss has rolled out a legislative piece, although the governor and the panelists here are a little skeptical. Now, our pal Jeff messaged me, little gif of, you know, Lucy holding the football and Charlie Brown right. goes running.
Yeah, and then Lucy pulls the football.
And Jeff says, Crudy kind of looks like Charlie Brown. Robin Voss is going Lucy holding the football and Michael is taking it hook, line, and sinker.
I have rarely been accused of naivete over here.
Come on, man. A little skosh of optimism under the circumstances. Maybe. They have seen the blowback. It's not just about the fair maps in the 63% of Wisconsinites that support them. It's also the alternative is what? Impeaching a Supreme Court justice and creating this sort of constitutional crisis? Is it so far-fetched that Robin Voss is, yeah, I know it's hard to say, but that Robin Voss has put out a reasonable piece of legislation? I know the governor had a harsh assessment. First take. His gut reaction, he's suspicious. I get that. But Robin Voss hasn't screwed me lately, so I'm being just a skosh optimistic. The glass is half full, perhaps.
Well, listen, if anything, certainly my skepticism, you know, lives without a doubt. What does give me a little hope is that this seems to be a direction away from that constitutional crisis you referred to. No, we're not out of the woods, obviously. We have, I don't know the details on this, and devil is in the details, not just the devil's advocates, but it's perhaps a different direction from the one we were barreling towards.
Well, Jeff also chides me, still messaging. Shiny objectism. That's like one of my made-up words. The thought process being that perhaps Robin Voss is just putting out this bait, right? This football. Yes. He's holding it there for us, but he's also distracting from the prior narrative. He's moving away from the impeachment thought. Or is he? Or is he just, you know, giving us a bait and switch? Shiny objectism. Well, I would tell you, whether it's true, and again, we've all been very skeptical since this news broke near the top of this show, but whether or not it's true, strategically, this is the biggest chess move I've seen in quite some time on the board. This could only perhaps be surpassed by, you know, an impeachment proceeding of a Supreme Court justice. It's a big move. Robin Voss and his pawns over there in the caucus, they made a big move today. Tony Evers came out very harshly against it. But if there is some there, if there is something to work with in this proposition, a nonpartisan plan set up by the Legislative Reference Bureau to draw fair maps in square and rectangle and contiguous compact districts, you know what? I'm willing to take that chance.
There's no downside, you know what I'm saying? And he gets to veto legislation anyway, right?
You mean Tony Evers? Sure.
Yeah.
He has broad veto powers.
Yes, he does.
844-967-2789. You might say, we have broad veto powers too, Dom, because we can control the airwaves. But I can't quite get to the phones. There they are. 844-967-2789. Our pal from the leftist coast, Tom from L.A. How you doing, Tom? What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that.
You live in a different state than us, Tom. I've been skeptical on that statement for a while under the gerrymandered maps here in Wisconsin, fella.
We do have money in politics, so that is probably the biggest problem. But the thing is, at the end of the day, we still all need to realize our own power and realize that we can actually make that change if we all do it collectively. Because that is the government.
But, Tom, I suspect you called to talk about Aaron Rodgers' Achilles heel.
Well, that too. But do not trust these Republicans, ever. I'm sorry, Crudy, on this one, there is no way this is Lucy in the football. This is a way for them to get some positive press. My God, they're trying to impeach Joe Biden for nothing on a national level. These are not people that you want to play ball with. I'll tell you, Ron Johnson, what did he say on your program? Oh, when Barack Obama was trying to put in a Supreme Court justice, sorry, elections have consequences. Therefore, you know, we can't have a Supreme Court justice go through. But when they had the majority, sorry, guys, elections have consequences. And because of that, you know, we can put someone through right away. So don't believe anything these people say.
Yeah, but Tom, could there be a...
I will agree with that.
I am not trying to be naive or unnecessarily optimistic, but could reality be kicking the Republican caucus's ass? Is it possible they've got some internal polling or something and they realize the positions they've taken are perhaps so unpopular that they could flip a gerrymandered map?
I think what happened is they got a lot of pushback on the impeachment of Justice Protasiewicz. So therefore, they're trying to say, oh, we're trying, but look at the Dems. They're not working with us. So then basically they can say, you know, we tried, and the Dems were not working with us is basically their strategy. I don't trust these guys at all. And as far as Aaron goes, you know, they're very, very similar to the Republican Party in that, you know, you need to have a strong infrastructure. You need to have a strong offensive line. Otherwise, that one domino can get hit and be done for a whole season and probably for a career-ending season. So,
career ending, says Tom.
The Republicans always think they have their dictator, and because they have that dictator, that's all they need, rather than knowing that they need to have tax cuts, I guess, would be considered the dictator, because that's all they talk about. But they don't realize that they need to have infrastructure and the things behind them in order for something to last, for much longer than a year.
Tom, would you say the investment in real field turf instead of artificial turf, is that the sort of infrastructure investment you're talking about, sir? Because Bakhtiari pointed out they're pulling all this turf up for soccer, for the World Cup. They're pulling up all the AstroTurf. They don't play soccer on AstroTurf, but they let NFL players blow out their Achilles with frequency.
Yeah, I think that that has a lot of merit to it. Honestly, there's something about football playing on real grass rather than on artificial turf in the first place. I think that Bakhtiari is right in terms of what he said, but I also think that this is a little bit of karma coming back at Aaron.
Got to cut you short, Tom. Appreciate your input. Come back. Hour two, the happier happy hour. Lots of breaking news around here.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Russian President Vladimir Putin has just